Well, you did have a warning on that transmission on that rear end then, didn't you?
Yeah. See, normally you only change it every 20,000 miles.
Yeah.
Well, here I didn't change it every 850 miles.
You know what I thought about this summer? When we were here in the spring, you were talking about nylon ties and how rough they were. And when you started in Virginia, you were going to get those things flattened out and you weren't going to stop even 30 minutes because every time you stopped, it had to. I thought about that so many times and wondered if you let your children stop and get a hamburger along that way or did you make them eat in the car?
No. I tell you what we done.
What did you do?
We fried chicken. I had everything fixed. And we sure didn't stop long
you
enough
really
for them
did.
Tires to get flat. We sure didn't.
Mine kind of bumped along and I think of you every time I'd be cold and I'd start out in the morning.
Well, now, do you blame me?
No. I don't have them anymore, though.
I've got them on my same tires still on my car.
Is that right?
And they got 28, when I put them on there, it had 92,000 miles on it. 92,641 miles. I believe that's what's on the sticker. It's got 20,700 and some on it now. I've had one flat tire run over a nail. So them tires, they really give me some good mileage.
Bumpy ride.
But they've been rough. It's been rough mileage.
You don't start fast and you don't stop fast. That's what eats the tires up.
No, I don't spin off. And I aim to try to get my car slowed down a little bit and not skid my brakes my wheels when I stop.
Now, I don't see how some of these boys keep tires on their cars at all.
I don't see how they can keep a rear end in it.
I don't either. They just jerk a fool out of them.
I don't. I just can't see it. Of course, now we over at Bradenton, they put in, they average about two rear ends a week in that big shop.
Well, that's foolish driving causes a big part of it.
That's right. Axles, drive lines, transmissions, differentials.
Yeah.
And mostly it's just hard driving.
Hard driving. Well, not hard driving, abuse.
Yeah.
Abuse. That old Dodge of mine, I put some more tires on it for too long. I imagine I've got about another 4,000 or 5,000 miles in them. And if they give me 32,000 miles, I can't grumble.
About 20 is the usual set now.
Yeah, normal for the normal. Well, for the average driver on the highway today, 20,000 miles, and he's ready for a new set of tires. Well. Them tires will give me 32,000, I won't grumble. But I'll never buy another nylon tire.
Cookie, you're not going to be driving as much as you was. You're going to be more sedentary.
Yeah.
Get your electricity and everything.
Electricity in and drive here to Gainesville.
Be a lot shorter.
Gainesville, or from Gainesville, from Hawthorne to Gainesville, I won't have a 17 mile in between here that I have to run, every. See, I made two trips home today. It'll be two trips if I'm back today.
Well, you're not going to stay over there tonight, are you? Are you going to stay in the trailer tonight?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you're going back, I thought.
No, Helen had the trailer all cooled down. She got gas over there. She got lights. She can cook. And it was all cooled down, you know, with the fan pulling that good cool breeze through there. And then go home to that hot house just like an oven. She said,
Oh.
She's going to stay over there to cool down at home.
Until it cools down at home.
I tell you, this one's cooling slow. With no more air stirring than it has been.
Well, see, Helen's got the fan right in front of the trailer. And pulling, she got part of the windows closed, see?
Mm-hmm.
And pulling it from the back all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping that air coming from the
all
back.
All through the trailer. Mm-hmm.
All the way through.
Mm-hmm. Small that way.
Well, I tell you, I ought to do something to change the air from right on now, if we could. You see, if there's a little air stirring, it'll change.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, it just captures, trapped in here, and you can't you just can't get any fresh air. I got up the other night, I couldn't hardly breathe. And I went outside, I could tell it right off, I was wrong. I didn't have any air in there to breathe. So I turned on that big fan, and it started the circulation. Now, see, there's a little air.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in.
Yeah. We've had pretty good all day, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Well, I better get back over to Matt's house. Get balled out, I know.
Yeah, they'll all be getting sleepy.
Shoot, you can't get them to bed. Take them home and they won't go to bed. They want to watch television or listen to a record or do something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Must have hot to get them sleeping too, do they?
Okay.
That's what it's for. That's right, it ought to be stay outside as long as you can.
And so this generator, you just got it borrowed or rented or something like that, have you? So you
no,
just had
no, it's a buddy of mine. See, they get them. They have to keep them out on the job, you know, see?
Oh.
And he had it on his truck. He works for Rawlison Construction Company. He had it on his truck, and when I go to work Monday morning, I'll put it in my wagon and take it by his house and set it on his truck. They'll never know that it's even out.
What were they using it for?
Out on these construction jobs where they don't have temporary poles where they can get power.
Yeah.
And building culverts and so forth, they use them for their chainsaws and make their skill saws and what have you to cut their material with.
Yeah.
Then down these manholes where they're building a manhole, they got to have light in the bottom to lay them block in there with.
How much does an outfit cost?
About a neighborhood of $400.
What horsepower is that?
I believe it's got about 8 horsepower. Mm-hmm. 7.5 or 8. Maybe 9.
That little Honda, I think it's just about 1 or 2 horses. It's a little tiny thing.
Yeah, there
that's the reason you're talking about that. That's right. It doesn't put out many kilowatts.
Mm-hmm. No, of course, just the generator over there. It's the generator itself's a big round. Don't mean Frank knew to pick it up.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, that little Honda, you can get creative out of this like you're carrying your lunch pail.
Sure would be nice to have something like this. Of course, it would be nice to have a lot of things. and I'll tell you another thing. It'd work your pumps when your lights go out. When you need water.
That's right.
That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing you face when out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Imagine. Especially if you've got cattle, too. Depending on water.
Well, then it's all fires.
Mm-hmm. But it had to be a good size one to pull the pumps, wouldn't it, to do that?
Well, there's no heel pull.
Oh, yeah.
That's
just pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a good sign to hear that come on, isn't it?
Yeah.
It kind of scares me sometimes. I'm like, scares
me when it doesn't come on. I don't know what to hear.
I believe it's a little louder than the horse as well when I was here.
Got the window.
Well, maybe that's it. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, I'm going back over to my house.
Well,
that's the end of the fine session. Cookie comes up about bedtime to report on Saturday night while Shug and Fanny are here. We sat in the big kitchen, all of us, while he reports on Saturday, the 12th of July, 69. Saturday, the 12th of July, 69. This is around 105, Channel 1 over. Around 105, Channel 1 over. Now, this is a continuation of a former session on Thursday night, the 10th of July, 69. On Thursday night, the 10th of July, 69. And it's continued from the end of Channel 2 over on the last reel. This is a continuation of two or three nights ago on Thursday night after the second session fitting the new mower to the tractor. Thursday night, the 10th of July, 69. And it's continued from the end of Channel 2 over on the last reel.
He's almost as tall as I am. He's not stocky. He's slim. Mm-hmm. But he's almost as tall as I am, and he rides his daddy's stud horse. Quarter horse. Rides through quarter horse. He rides him.
Oh?
And he handles him. And anybody can ride him can ride Blackie. Mm-hmm. I think the reason them girls of mine let him get away from them, they get more or less over enthused that they're riding her by themselves, and,
yeah,
and she gets to trotting just a little bit, and that tickles them, see? Well, they just, the trot turns into a gallop, and
well,
then they can't stop them.
They haven't been riding much.
No.
Now, when you all first started coming over here, they rode all the time.
Yeah.
I think that makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. Then we got old Nellie, that Laura just won't give in for me to sell Nellie.
Well, after all.
And I've got a man that can trim her, that can trim their teeth.
Oh.
Nellie's and Hubie's, he can get them.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about it, could
you? John Gillen.
John Gillen.
He's got everything to do it with. The jack to open the mouth.
Yeah.
And the files and everything to cut them teeth down with.
Yeah.
He says, I'm no veterinarian. And he said, I can't charge nothing. I told him, I said, well, if you'll trim my horse's teeth so she can eat, I'll sure make it worth your while.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, to get to see old Nellie eat good, I'd just give him a $20 bill.
Yes, sir.
And, to see the difference in Hubie and Nellie, it would be worth $20 a piece to file their teeth down. Now, I'm not joking.
You know, Hubie's gained.
Oh, yes. Well, Nellie would have, too, if those people that use her would have taken care of her, but they wouldn't take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Bring her down here where she can get some grass. And then after Tony gets well, I'm going to work on him Saturday night. I've got an appointment. A man's coming to my house Saturday evening. And now, he's not like these vets up in Gainesville. Give him Easter and put him to sleep. He don't believe in that.
Oh, really?
No. Definitely not. He says that when they're lunging coming to, that their heart is beating so fast that even though they do use masculators, it sometimes will surge and break that loose.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll bleed anyway. Well, he says if you throw a horse and work on him, and the horse knows what and can feel it, when he gets up, he's going to be careful.
Oh.
And that's
it. Just might be. So.
You know, that sounds to reason.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Is that
animals? Horses, I guess, even more than cows.
A
if anything hurts them, they just pack the whole foot up and let you take care of them.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's what you did, little man?
That's right.
The same way.
Same way. And you couldn't ask a horse to get along any better than little man.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't two tablespoonfuls of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he never swelled in a particle. He never swelled above normal.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't use nothing for disinfect. He don't use but this hogwash for disinfect. All he uses is bleach.
Oh.
Bleach?
Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll notice, you can take bleach and put on a sore place here on your hand, and it'll foam.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It will. Well, what it does, that bleach burns the tissue that he cuts, see? And it automatically forms a scab right quick.
Huh. Oh.
See? All of that scarred tissue is automatically burnt, and it's healed with that bleach. It all makes sense. I mean, I can see it now, but a year ago I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's right.
Tell me why there was pictures.
Of Molly?
Yeah, the gray horse.
Yeah.
I want to show Cookie one of those, just for you forget about it. If
it's pretty, I want to get some pictures. I want to have Helen and the kids to get some pictures of Tony tomorrow before I castrate him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want some pictures of it.
While he's still holding his head high?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
He's going to have the sense of a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think thoroughbreds have much sense.
Well, now, I can got him service from a registered quarter horse that wouldn't cost him a dime.
Is that right?
I sure could. And I can still get it. For anything else. Won't cost a penny. All it'll cost you just a trip up there.
Didn't you bring a stallion over here once? Didn't you have one on a truck sometime? Or was that somebody else?
No, I had one on...
A little man.
I brought him in here, a stallion.
Oh. Oh, where's my mind?
Sure did.
Well, I'll be darned.
Decided that you didn't need him.
Oh, what do you know?
And I still don't need a stallion. I still don't need a staying. No, not with my family.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. This is a beautiful horse.
Cookie, we had a stallion over here one time. He's a small horse. And you know what? Whenever he'd get excited, well, he'd just race. Just race up and down the fences.
They'll do it. They'll all do it.
You just wondered what in the world would happen if he got any more excited.
I have saw them so bad that they wouldn't pay any attention to a fence.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what I was afraid of with my little horse up home.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I keep him in the barn all the time, I was afraid he wouldn't pay no attention to a barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Oh, you keep him in the stall all the time?
Yes, sir. I don't never turn him loose.
Yeah.
No.
And that means you have to feed him all the time.
I feed him all the time. Don't feed him much. Just enough to keep him going.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank rides him.
Frank rides him every day.
Oh, does he?
Yes, sir, every day. Whether he wants to be rode or not, Frank rides him.
He puts up fight sometimes?
Yes, sir. Most any will. Any stud horse just 3 years old or breaking out until they get a little more sense, we'll put up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the next 2 years now, that's all we'll be bought. That's all we can expect out of this horse is this foolishness.
Yeah, till they're about 5 years old.
That's right. Then they'll begin to settle down and go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
and they make good horses then.
Yeah.
But I just can't put up with him for 2 years. I just can't. I'm just not going.
That's a long time.
Biting your finger in.
That's right. I just lose my temper and I just beat the tar out of you. And this is what will happen.
You just got too many to watch beside that one horse. Two.
Kirky.
Yes, sir.
Well, I feel that working down here, coming from a job down here and working down here, is more important to me, to my health, than anything that I can do. Because I can come down here and just feel relaxed.
Yeah, you know, nobody.
Harassing you.
Trying to get it out at 5 o'clock, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell him what, Helen?
I'm just getting ready to tell him. Boy, Helen pulled a good one on me yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a fellow, one of our good neighbors up there, that wanted everything done when he wanted it done.
Yeah.
For nothing. He come pulling in the driveway. What time will Cookie be home? Helen said, I don't have no idea. He's farming. Well, he said, farming is for the birds. He said, I've got a trailer back here. I wanted him to fix it till I could take a horse to West Virginia by Monday. She said, well, I'm sorry, but he just don't do no more work around here. He's farming. So he turned around and he takes his trailer and he goes on. And that just tickled me to death.
Yeah.
Because he's a man you can't please, guy.
Yeah. Oh,
he wants it done now.
Yeah.
And he don't want to pay you for it.
And he got his idea how to do it?
He got his idea how to do it. He wants it done just that way. And if it falls down, he comes back to me.
Yeah.
I
know.
I've seen that. Now, that's just the type of man he is.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with him.
Yes, I've seen that.
So I told Helen last night, I said, well, now that's just the breaking point for me right there, because it'll be all over Hawthorne now, because he'll tell everybody. So I'm going to bring my welding machine and my cutting torch down here tomorrow night. This time tomorrow night, he'll be sitting in your shed.
And when you go home, if you want to sit down and eat supper, you can.
That's right. I don't have to strike an arc.
And if you get hungry too, and you get something for it, you can just take it over there again. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what you want, Faye. You know, freedom. Freedom. What do you call it?
Sure. You can always just have it down here if you don't want to use it.
But now you take, for instance, say we was to go out here and break some little something on the machinery. We're in the middle of a baling hay or something. We'd need to weld a piece right quick. Well, here it would be. Drag it all the way down goodness knows where and get it fixed or go buy a new piece when 15 minutes and a welding rod would fix it.
Faye, I think he's going to relieve me of some of this one of these days as he gets sort of straightened out. All the equipment's going to be here.
Yeah. Well,
you got enough equipment out here to do the things you all want to do in these little pastures over here. You don't want to do heavy stuff.
No, we don't want to do no custom work.
You don't want to do any custom work.
Just want to do our own work.
That's right.
And make enough hay to sell it to make a.
And have a little winter pasture and a little early spring pasture and to let to give our other pasture a chance to get started.
Well, I tell you, if you get two instead of one, you have time for all the adornments of life. Probably can put in a little half acre potato patch.
That's right.
Now, that's what old Woody Coleman does over there, and I figure he's way ahead of me.
Yeah.
Now, he eats on them. He's been eating on them up until the last month, he said. And he got something to take to the store with him and trade. And when your friends come in to call on you, I tell you what, that's an old country feeling. But you always feel, Cookies, if you ought to get a can of green peas or something.
Uh-huh.
Take home with them.
Now, that was always custom back at home.
Sure, you know? I always take something home with
you. Oh, that's right.
Yes, sir.
A mess of sweet potatoes or a mess of fresh beans out of the garden or something like that, you know.
I think that's a nice custom.
It is. Of course, like you said the other day, for instance, somebody wanted some hay for their cows. They was low on money. Okay, trade them enough hay to feed them through the winter for an old cow.
Yeah.
Take the old cow and keep it till next spring. She'll drop you a calf and keep it till it's 3 months old, sell it for $100, and you still got your old cow left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nah, you got it. And one thing holds me down. And that's, it's a couple of little things. Like me and Nick was talking down a while ago. Me and Helen talked it over last night. We get this trailer over here and we get it paid for. Okay. We'll look around, we'll find us another one just about the same size. Pull it in the opposite direction. So we'll have all the doors to open in the middle, see? And leave it about 10 or 12 feet apart. Put us a roof on there.
Oh, man.
See what I mean?
Yeah, you remember it, yeah.
That's right.
Have all the comforts of home right there.
Yes, and you won't spend $25,000 for it.
That's right. That's right. Watch around you. And we won't have $1,500 in the whole thing.
That's
lock,
right.
Stock, and barrel.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the way to do it, Cookie.
That's what we're anticipating, right over there in that little corner.
People really put big money.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go?
Yeah, I'll talk to Mom a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough time for her to get ready.
But that, they give us more room, actually, more room than what we've got.
Yeah.
Because it's all compact.
Yeah.
You got enough, you want some more ice?
I got this right, Faye, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, that'll give you, that'll just give you room.
Plenty of room.
Cheap room.
Yeah,
I don't like to pay $2 a square foot for a room, or three or four, whatever you call it.
No, sir. No.
I don't like to buy a little Jim Walter house. You get a floor plan, it's about the size for a living room, and they cut it up into five rooms.
That's right, and it's just thrown together, and it's put up at a sapside lumber, and...
Yeah.
It just won't stay there.
That's right. Won't hold, yeah.
All right, just don't add up in my book.
I tell you what, people make it hard on themselves. You know that.
Yeah.
You can look back and see how stupid you've been. I can. I have, because I have been. just do things across the way, and when you do it, you know, so you got to make the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the way Frank is working along on that money, I tell you, you see fellas that are bright and handy and enterprising, and they can't pay the bills. Money don't mean a thing to them.
That's right.
You see that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your power going to get power this weekend?
One today. I went to every hardware, went to...
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
That's what I was looking for today.
Now, this is the end of that visit on Thursday night after Cookie finished the second session on the putting that new mower on the tractor. He came on in and reported, and we sat here until 10 o'clock. I cut out the last part and some in the middle. It was so leisurely. It's the most leisurely session I've had with anyone for ages. And this is Channel 1 over around 360-65. Channel 1 over around 360-65. Thursday night, the 10th of July, 1969. Thursday night, the 10th of July, 1969. Channel 1 over around 365. Now, this is continued from the very end, channel 2 over, of the last reel. This is a continuation. Now, there's some in between, you see. This continuation of channel 2 over, the very end of the last reel, brought over to this channel 1 over around 100. Now, this is Cookie on Saturday, the 16th of August, 69. Then the morning, I guess it was, when Mr. Eastman was here putting in the new water heater. Mr. Eastman had made one fine talk about at the boys' camp. Cookie was on his way to the sale outside of Jacksonville. I missed the first part of it. But now, really, that is Saturday. But now this is the one on Wednesday. He came by on Wednesday and brought Nick in. He brought Molly in the trailer, in his three-horse trailer that he borrowed, and they came in, and that was on Wednesday, the 20th of August, 69, 20th of August, 69, on Wednesday. And I'll put this down because I have it here ready, and then I'll go back to the Saturday tape.
Carry me to the bathroom, put me in the bathtub, and give me a bath, put me to bed. Give me a capsule and a sleeping pill, and I slept like a baby. Woke up the next morning just drunk as a cooter yet.
Yeah.
Man, I still drunk. And we, these friends of ours, they wanted us to go out to Windsor to all day, well, to a church and then eat out. Just a little old country church, you know.
Yeah.
Plenty of good home cooked food. And kids, they want to go, you know.
Yeah.
So I went out there. Well, I wasn't able to go into church. I was ashamed of going to church, you know. Just wobbling all over the place and falling, and it was embarrassing to me. And I stayed out in the car. So after church is over, it's a friend of mine, Alvin Pond, who works over at the shop. Him and the preacher, they come out and one got under one arm and one got under the other arm, and boy, they carried me over and set me down, and we just eat for a fare you well.
Yeah.
And you know, it's after 3 o'clock when I got home. Laura drove. Laura, she done the driving.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty well straightened up now. I told Helen, I said, I've got to get out. I've got to move around. I've got to get straightened back up. I've got to go back to work sometime. Well, when I see these people, these doctors, tomorrow, I'll know something.
Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see Dr. Cunningham, and I'm going to see Dr. Freeman tomorrow.
Both of them?
I'm going to see them both tomorrow.
Well, I sure would, could you?
And then, I'm going to go see another doctor. Friday. Now, I'm getting tired of this guy. I took all of it I can take.
Well, I think Cunningham and Freeman, from what they say, he's a man.
I took all of this I can take.
Well, you certainly want to know if there's anything you can do to, if there's anything, there ought to be something that you can do to help the situation, Cookie. There's no sense in just fiddling around. Fellas, you can't just go around pills.
And what the bad part about this, Faye, it's narcotics.
Yes.
And I don't want that, you know. You know, if I'd have been at myself, there's no reason under the sun why I couldn't have been right down here doing all of this work.
But you know, the thing that you're needed mostly for is nice to get out there and work and load A and do stuff like that, but it just keeps the machinery running.
Yeah.
If we could depend upon you just sitting on a post.
Yeah.
See, we can't depend on you.
You're unreliable.
You get out there, first thing you know, you're doing
something.
You won't
stay on the post.
Well, I tell
you. We could tie you.
Now, let me tell you.
I don't know.
Let me tell you. I was brought up to work.
No, but...
I was brought up to work. And as long as I can work, I've got to work.
How was the sale, Cookie?
On the horses?
Yeah.
No good. No good at all. But I sold Nellie. I think I sold her. I sold her cheap. She went cheap. But I think all in all, I know where she went. She went on a farm. She went to a bunch of little girls.
Well, that's worth something.
I sold her for $35.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of little girls had never ridden a horse before in their life. They wanted this horse.
That's a little cheap.
They was registered quarter horses come through there, 5 miles that went for $165. With papers laying on the desk.
Sometimes that happens.
How often?
That is right. And I sold, I told you I sold candy.
Yeah.
To the paper man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told him all I knew about her. He wrote her. I told him, I said, you cannot load her in the trailer forward. You can't.
I said,
you can back her in the trailer and turn her around, but you ain't going to load her forward. And a friend of mine, he's had a registered quarter horse mare. She's 15 years old. He raced her. Alvin Pond. He said, now your little girls are going to want something to ride. I said, no, they'll find something to ride. I said, now she'll have her colt before too long. I said, there'll be something to ride. Well, sir, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you. He said, you've been a friend to me and helped me in every way you could. He said, if you want that old mare, he said, you come over here and load her and take her and take care of her and keep her as long as you want her. But when you get ready, when you get done with her, when you don't want her no longer, well, just let me know and I'll come and get her.
Hmm.
She's registered. She's got the papers. She's registered quarter horse.
Yeah.
And he's got a registered quarter horse stallion that's no related to her. So I'm gonna breed her to a registered quarter horse and raise me a registered
mm-hmm.
quarter horse.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I'm down to actually three horses now. Three horses and poor old Nancy down here. But now this mare, she had a colt. I took her off of colt. And she's thin. I want to feed her some mineral and some vitamin to get her started building up before I put her on pasture.
They need building up for themselves sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, just like a human.
And you didn't see any tackle or horse trailers, anything like that? Over
no,
there?
No, not at all. I saw Jack Stokes.
Yeah.
He bought six ponies.
Six ponies?
Bought six ponies. And he never paid over $30 a piece for every one of them.
Oh, really?
Ponies was going for anywhere from $16 to $30. That's right. Oh, yeah. You'll keep them for Christmas, see? You'll sell them for Christmas presents for maybe $50, $60, $75.
That all people pay for?
Some people will pay more than that. That's right. One little horse I felt wanted off the bed. Tried to buy him. He's thin. I'm glad it didn't. Since things have turned out the way they have, since this man gave me this quarter horse mare.
Yeah.
I've got no use for them.
Yeah.
She's a nice riding mare. I rode her. She's
yeah.
a nice riding mare.
Yeah.
Well,
what can you expect?
15 years old?
Oh, Lord. A lot of horses are good at 15.
Sure, they're 50 good at 15.
Not going across country or anything.
Why, no. Look at Hubie. Look at Hubie. He's older than 15.
He's 30.
And he's a good riding horse.
Yeah.
He's got an awful nice canter and gallop.
He's got good legs, too.
He sure has.
Now, you let your, I always forget your horse's name, you let the gray horse go.
That's right, yeah.
And your stallion, and your, the one you brought from Kentucky.
You didn't sell
no,
him.
No, I haven't. I've still got him.
Tell
I let the one go that I bought, see. Candy that I bought in Ocala.
Oh, that's your newspaper man going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you still got your
little stay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you going to keep him?
I'll either have to keep him or Frank will leave home. Now, just one of the two.
Yeah.
I sell him, Frank will leave home.
Yeah. Well, now, Laura has taken care of...
little man, she's got him on the mend. He's just about well. She rode him today. So she's going to be riding him every day now for a while, get his legs built back up in shape. And the first thing you know, she's going to be, she's going to be riding little man again. And the little girls are going to be riding old Ellie. She's just a, this quarter horse mare's name is Nellie too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we've still got old Ellie.
Well, I'll have a, she'll have a driver's license one of these days, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm certainly relieved to know that she drove for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she drives, she got an awful bad cold, or she caught an awful cold somewhere, don't know how. And she was just all but in the bed when I left. Now, that kid, when she goes to bed, that kid's sick.
Well, this sort of weather, there's no trouble calling that cold.
And she just feeling so bad that she just, she didn't feel like coming with me. And I'll have your truck down here before too long, guy.
Oh, yeah.
My big truck. That big truck. I'm going to bring it down and just park it down here and let you use it.
Well?
For whatever you want to.
You know, the weather's moderated a little bit. So you don't need to come over in the country now so much.
Yeah?
It won't let them know where you are.
Yeah, but the people ain't gonna make me so bad.
Yeah.
God, people ain't gonna make me to death.
Even when they know you're not supposed to be out
there. Even when they know that I'm laying in the bed, they'll call me on the telephone and want me to go start their car or go see about their disc or go check on their tractor or this or that or something. They just aggravating me to death.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm tired of it.
And you never get anything much out of it, it's just...
That's right.
Do you know this fellow Birch at Micanopy?
Birch.
Horace Birch.
Horace Birch. Yeah.
You know him?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Well, he's a nice fellow, but he's not going to hurt himself.
No. Uh-uh, he ain't gonna hurt himself. No,
yeah.
Sir.
Always been that way?
He's always been that way. And I guess he'll be that way till the day he dies, too.
Well, how does he get that way, Cookie?
I don't know. I can't be that way. He must have just been brought up that way.
Is that just the way he works?
Yeah. Slow and easy. If he wants to do it, he'll do it. If he don't, go on down the road someplace else. I can't be like that. If I see somebody in trouble, I've got to help them.
Well, I took the Chrysler over there this morning to get him to tune up a little bit. And I said, now, when you finish, I told him on the phone, bring it on back and check the points on the tractors. He said, all right. Why, Cookie, I never heard from him. I called over there about 1 o'clock, and she said he is out testing the car. Well, I said, test it on over this way and check the tractor. I didn't hear anything else. They got a telephone. They know my number.
But he didn't need to come over and check the points on your tractors.
And furthermore, he didn't tell me when the car was ready. How did I know when it was ready? Now she says in there she got nothing else to do.
He wasn't even there when you took the car over.
What? No, he wasn't even there when I took the car. They were just a disaster.
Well, you know, guy, I told you the other night on the telephone, I'm going to tell you again. I'm not a quitter. I like to go. And I'm terribly sorry that I got in the condition that I'm in.
Yes, I am too. We all are.
I'd love to
have... Well, you've done too much, Cookie.
I'd love to have been able to just walk right on off of this. You know what I mean? All of this farm work. I'd love to.
We know that. The main thing now is get well.
Yeah. Did you ever see grass grow like this?
I've never saw it in my life. I've never saw grass grow like that.
Well, they talk about Bahia like it got no growth to it or anything. Well, you get that stuff when it's prime and you have heat.
You ain't a joking, you have it. I'm surprised that you got a lot of hay off that field of Rihanna, didn't you? That's surprised.
Oh, yeah. That was sick.
That's surprised.
He put two rows together.
Yeah.
And it's more than that tractor would pull in the baling. It pulled the tractor.
Well.
Got about 600 bales.
And I had to go in first.
First year?
Yeah, I couldn't get in second. But it was just a little damp. It wasn't quite pure, so that's part of it.
Well, now you'll have better hay to do it that way, because the strength will dry and stay inside. The sun won't draw it out and put it in water. The strength will stay inside.
I don't like the cure too much.
No.
Just dry it out. I like it a little moisture.
Oh, yeah.
Partly how tight you bail it.
Yeah, that's it.
Some of those bales got so tight, couldn't help pick them up. You see, I was up front, and nobody behind. And just too much things to watch.
He and Nick did it all. Something.
Well,
I tell you, Cookie, it's getting help in Haiti is a tricky thing. You don't know when you're going to need him.
That's right.
You simply do not know.
That's right.
Now, you take that evening when I was going to bail it, you think, well, now right now I'm going to need help. The baler broke down.
Yeah.
Well, if I'd had help, they'd just been sitting there.
Yeah. Well, look, I tell you, this, it looks like I've goofed up my... I goofed my intentions, but I couldn't help it.
Well, I'm going to depend on Dr. Freeman tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. And them church dinners, they'll do you good.
My family, they want to go back to Windsor Church Sunday. That's the first church that they've ever went to the first time and wanted to go back.
Well, you let Laura, that's right. Well, you just take a nap in the car.
No, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I know the preacher personally. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it until I went out there. I didn't even know the man was a preacher until I went out there Sunday.
You knew him?
I knew him personally, that's right.
And he has a church at Citra?
No. No, this is a different preacher. The man that's got the church in Windsor owns and operates Drew's battery service out of Gainesville. You probably know him.
No, I would not.
But he's got a big GMC truck. It's got Yoakum batteries wrote on it. You see that? You see the preacher at Windsor driving down the road.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, the preacher that married Miss Guthrie and Marvin, they were there Methodists, had a church at Windsor.
Yeah.
But he married them at his church in Citra, and she showed me her pictures.
Yeah.
Wedding pictures.
Yeah.
They had a church wedding. All dressed up, big cake.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids.
Well, I hit the spot. Well, when you gonna sell your calves, sir? The
they're bringing a good price now.
Yeah.
They're high.
Yeah. About time. This is the best time to sell cash.
Yes, sir. To sell them now, see, that gives your cows a chance to get started thriving before winter hits them.
You know, they've had good pasture this year. They're pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But they still ought to, you know, get the cattle. They're better shape now this time of year.
Well, when you get ready to take them off, I've got something to take them in now. See that little trailer sitting out there with no petitions in it?
Yeah. That's your three-man trailer.
That's my three-man trailer. Have you looked at that closed inside? Mm-hmm. You'll look that thing inside.
I will look at it.
Man, that's all right. That thing is all right. I've got to go. I'm trying to get out of here and go home.
You come by yourself?
Yeah, I'll come by myself. Yeah.
No Franklin?
No, he had some work he wanted. And that's it. A nice, leisurely, clear tape. He'd got over that dizziness, and his thinking is clear, and his voice is clear. He's going back to the doctor on Thursday. That's on Wednesday. He hadn't worked all week. Except Nick says he scouted around every day. But I believe he thrives on everything except that steady work on concrete at JJ's. So this is Channel 1 Right, around 810. And that was Wednesday, the 20th of August, 69. Wednesday, the 20th of August, 69. Channel 1 Right, around 810. Now this one is a report from Saturday, the 16th of August, 69, while Mr. Eastman was putting in a new water heater. That should have come before the last one.
I put the cows back out of that into that side bed. I got a little gap up there I can put up.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go back out of the lane. Huh. And then I took them up one by one and filled the runway.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I got half dozen so cows in there. And that way they behave pretty well. And when they got out, let them go on back in the big pen there. But see, they weren't out there listening to the other cows' bawl, you see. They couldn't see them. It was uh-huh. over there. Well, it just worked better.
Yeah.
I was half through before Nick got here this morning. So it couldn't have been too much trouble. And the vet didn't do anything. So they went right through there. I was going to drench them, but I weakened on that. That old stuff is so hard on them. This time of year. That other kind I haven't tried. It costs too much. That's right smart, you see. That's an extra $25. Just put it in the fee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right, but it's so costly. Just to warm them. He said that was big feeders do it. I tell you, if they do it, it's overhead. certainly that overhead. And I like all that penicillin you bought. Well, it's cheaper than having your horse get sick.
Yeah.
That adds up.
I went up and bought some more medicine for him today. He lost a lot of blood. I thought I'd better give him an iron shot.
Yeah.
You know, it'll help him. So you bled from Sunday, from Saturday night to Sunday morning.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't control it.
Well, if he had been loose, where he could have moved around, it would have been a lot worse, guy.
Yeah.
You know, but now he could just had to stand there in that one spot.
Yeah.
He couldn't move around, do nothing.
Yeah.
So, he got along real good.
I haven't had experience with horses, but that just sounds like a sort of unusual. He's so active.
Well, that's one reason. He was real active. That's the main reason that I put him up in that close pen.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to rear up. I didn't want him to lay down nor turn around. I wanted him to stay right there. Keep him quiet. Because if he had started fretting, he'd have got hot.
Yeah.
See? And it increased his blood pressure, pulse, and everything. And he would have bled. He'd have bled like a person.
So that's a little riskier than you thought it was going to be. Well, you never know. The disposition is makes a big difference for you.
And he's still not swelled back normal.
Yeah.
Above normal.
Not come down yet.
Which that's good.
You mean you didn't have much swelling?
No. No.
You hear my friends up there? Singing?
Mm-hmm.
That's as cheerful a sound as you'll hear.
That's right.
And they do that off and on all day long, especially this time of night before they go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're hunting for the last bugs or whether they're just singing to entertain me. But I keep that chimney open for them. One reason I won't let anybody mow around me, I got all these coke berries. That's for the birds. That's the only bird feed I got. First thing they do, move down all that poke bag. I really keep it in the pocket.